This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Kadino, you must have heard these things, the satanic verses. So, you know, people all the time keep referring. So, many report in Tabari and many books of Tafsir, all the time confusing the people. That when the Surah Al-Najm was revealed, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reading these verses, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى وَمَنَاتَ الثَّالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَى, you know, about them. It actually criticizing those idols. Then some reports in Tabari and everywhere says that Shaitan put on the tongue of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam these words, تِلْكَ الْغَرَانِي قُلْ عُلَى وَإِنَّ شَفَاعَتَهُنَّ لَتُرَجَّى. Sometimes words have different. It's a praise for these idols. These idols actually, they know how great they are, very high, and their intercession in the Day of Judgment is accepted. And when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said these words, then believers and unbelievers, everybody fell in sajda. Because believers realize that now they compromise. Now the Prophet is also praising their idols, and you know, and to it fine. They have no problem to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their problem only was because the Prophet used to criticize shirk and kufr. If the Prophet can compromise and he also can praise idols, Lat and Uzza, so then fine. So then all of them did sajda. And it happened. And they connected with the verse in Surah Al-Hajj. وَمَا مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّا أَلْقَى الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَتِهِ. So they translate tamanna as tala. They say in one of the language of Arab people or Habasha or somewhere else, tamanna means tala. So whenever a prophet recites, shaitan puts words in his recitation, reciting. Surah Al-Hajj, they say. So they say that actually what happened, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reading and shaitan puts the word on his mouth and later on corrected. It really, the problem is not only, you know, in this Surah Al-Najm, the problem is in their understanding of the Surah Al-Hajj. Because Quran never has used the word tamanna in the meaning of tala. And understand, the Quran has been revealed in the language of Quraysh people. Quraysh don't use tamanna in the meaning of tala. So why Quran for this word is going to use the word of Habasha, meaning of Habasha people, for, you know, with no context. You know, do we have any proof that any prophet or messenger, when they ever came, shaitan puts words on their mouth? Actually, shaitan, Quran keeps telling all the time, the prophets and messengers are protected, and when the Quran is revealed, angels are there, and shaitans never can come there. It is so clear. So how it is possible? So we have to understand this properly. All the time it keeps coming. So first thing is, all the reports about this thing, the tilqal gharani qul ula wa inna shafa'atahunna turajja, all the reports in Tabari and other books of the Tafsir, none of them are authentic. They are munkar, wahiyat, or they are very, very weak. Nothing is strong. The truth of the matter is what is written in Sahih Bukhari. The truth is that when the Prophet read Surah Al-Najm, it is so powerful against the idol worshipping, so powerful, and he did Surah Al-Najm, he said that. So it was so powerful, even unbelievers, they just couldn't control themselves. When the Prophet did sajda, they also did sajda. They did not realize they're not believers, but you know, they could not control themselves. It is so powerful. And also, if you read Surah Al-Najm, Surah Al-Najm never allows those verses. It all criticizing the idols, so how can this shaitan will put there without any context? And unbelievers of Makkah, they know Arabic language. They can know this verse cannot fit in the Surah Al-Najm. Nowhere can fit. And the Prophet himself, he is wise man, he clever, he understand it's impossible. To anyway, the context of Surah Al-Najm and the condition, nothing actually allows these verses. So what the story Sahih Bukhari, he read Surah Al-Najm and he fell in sajda, and all the people around him, Walid ibn Mughira and everybody, they fell in sajda. When the news came to people, Muslims who had done Hijrah to Habasha, so they realized, oh, it seems that Makkah has become Muslim. Everybody decides that, so why we are here? Let's go back to Makkah. When they came to Makkah al-Mukarramah, they realized, no, now opposition to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually much, much stronger. So some of them stayed and some of them went back. So the story basically in Sahih Bukhari is this. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raised Surah Al-Najm and did sajda, and everybody followed, believers and believers. This thing has been made up because the whole story. That, you know, people of Habsha came and this. So they think how people could decide the unbelievers unless there must be some compromise. That's what they mean. So this never happened. There's nothing, no authentic hadith. Then what the verse in Surah Al-Hajj means? وَمَا مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا ذَا تَمَنَّا أَلْقَى الشَّيْطَانُ فِي أُمْنِيَتِهِ. The meaning of the Surah Al-Hajj is very clear. Surah Al-Hajj, if you read from the beginning, it is a surah which has been revealed to the Prophet around the time of the last days in Makkah al-Mukarramah. When opposition to the Prophet was very, very huge, very big. And now, no doubt, when a messenger, a prophet comes, his intention always is that, you know, he makes effort with the sabr and patience that people listen to him, believe in him, and until everybody follows him. And his intention is that, you know, and then Islam gets victory. Every messenger, prophet, their whole purpose is they have a plan in their mind. They don't know the details of the plan. They don't know this Allah reveals to them. But at that, they know they have come in this world to establish the command of Allah and to make people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they always are so keen to go to every house, to meet everybody, to make them to become believer. And for this purpose, they are so patient and so firm in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every prophet's plan is what? That people become believer. Every prophet's desire is people follow them and people are safe from the fire of hell. That's what every prophet, you know, the desire. But shaitans don't like this. Shaitans, whether jinnis or human being, you know, shaitans are both. They don't want the prophet's plan and their desire or wish to be fulfilled. They always keep put trouble and problem in their path. Whatever the messenger do, they will create some problem. So that what Quran is saying just summarizes the whole thing. So meaning basically is وَمَا مِن نَبِيٍ إِلَّا إِذَا تَمَنَّى, meaning whenever a messenger comes and he really makes effort to make people believer and he desires and plans people become Muslim, shaitan comes and he puts some hindrance in their path. Shaitan's offense and judge what is happening. Tamanna does not mean reciting. Tamanna means wishing, desire, like in Arabic language. That was the meaning. In Surah Hajj, it is very clear. You know, inshallah, when next time I have Musa, I can show you the whole context basically is the struggle of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and then how he is so keen people become believer and how Makkan people among the shaitan, all shaitans, human being, a human shaitan and jinn shaitan, they are very keen to stop the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from his plan. So they put hindrance. So tamanna means wishing. So whenever a prophet comes, he always have wish and desire that people become Muslim. But shaitans, whether human shaitan or jinni shaitan, they put some problem or some hindrance in their path and they want to stop them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided, no, they will win. So that the meaning is. So, you know, this that verse does not mean shaitan puts any word on their mouth. Is it clear?